should just go again. Okay.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. As Peter has already said, I'm Al Jada, Iowa Department of Public Health. And my presentation today is using surveillance data to support Ryan-wide case management.
Can you speak into the microphone?
Ryan-wide case management. my hope is to start having a conversation with surveillance to think about how you could closely work with the Ryan-wide program for the good of both programs. I mean, for us, you will see in the presentation how we have benefited from the cooperation of the Ryan-wide program to maintain a clean quality data in EHAS, and also, as in your presentation, how surveillance can step in to reduce that wait time in Ryan-wide programs. So my presentation is in three parts. I'll briefly talk about HIV in Iowa, and also talk about the specific EHAS to CareAware data import and how that has impacted case management in Iowa. So as most of you already know, Iowa is a low mobility state. We have a peak in our diagnosis, I think in 2009, when we diagnosed 126 HIV cases. And in 2014, we have a 19% drop from 122 diagnoses in 2013 to 99 diagnoses in 2014. But our prevalence data keeps going up over time, more and more people living with the disease. And I mean, every single year we see about more, 100 or more added to our prevalence data in the state. So the case management in Iowa is about, we have about 10 agencies that participate in HIV case management, and about 30 case managers that are trained across the state. And in 2014, 1,100 of our prevalence cases participated in HIV case management. And CareAware, I know, is not used in all jurisdictions, but it's widely used and supported by HAZA. I think in 48 states, 800 funded grantees use CareAware for their case management. As you see in this slide, we take a look at how many of our prevalence data actually are case managed in Iowa, and consistently 53 to 56% of our cases are always participating in HIV case management. So what is this EHAS CareAware lab import? We have a scheduled in the surveillance office to import data from EHAS into CareAware for the sole purpose of supporting case management. So it's a bi-weekly process. We have a very strong security and confidentiality protections in place from our laws, the agreement between the two programs, and also some other processes that we put in place. When we started this process, we used to spend at least 2 days cleaning data both in EHAS and in CareAware, but mostly in CareAware before we could actually import data, because there is always so much variations in spellings, in individuals that may come up with multiple names that are not captured in both data sets. So we came up with the idea of assigning unique ID numbers to every single client in CareAware, and that is captured in EHAS, and that has reduced our linkage and import from 2 days to about 10 minutes. And we have a SAS program that we use to do this linkage, and we a linked file is dropped in a HL7 program folder that is picked up in the EHAS domain of CareAware. And the URN, which is both in EHAS and CareAware, is the linkage, is the import variable. We use the URN from CareAware to import data back into CareAware. So what is the testimonials from the field, from our case managers, from the Ryan White program? The biggest thing that always come up is how much this has helped to improve their working relationship with the providers. I mean, it used to be that the case managers send data requests to providers and keep pestering them for them to send in their reports. And sometimes, especially with the private providers, they get pissed off with those consistent data requests. And that has strained some relationship between them. And this has also affected the wait time that people enrolled in case managers has to wait for them to be case managed by the Ryan White folks. So this sharing has helped to eliminate and improve that relationship. There is always a complete, timely, and reliable data for the Ryan White program to run their HASA mandated reports annually. When we started back in 2012, all the way to 2013, CareAware is not able to retrieve imported data in the AHAS domain of the tool to run those reports. But I was told JPROC has remodeled CareAware to be able to actually read this imported data and run reports directly from the EHAS domain of the CareAware. And one big thing that we have realized and is a big testimonial from the field is how much time this has saved case managers from having to spend so much time doing those data requests and following up or waiting for providers to send in their faxes. At the department, we have the case management program coordinator always get this report from providers telling how much time they spend responding to data requests from case managers. And I think this report is used in their decision making in terms of how much resources are allocated or in their funding decisions to the providers. For case managers and clients, we have these interesting testimonials about how much they are relying on this imported data to enhance conversations about their adherence to treatment, about the stake these clients have in maintaining viral suppression and also having their quality of life in place. So clients' confidence is boosted by showing them how well they are doing over time, just in charts, because in CareAware you can actually plot this imported data into charts, and I will show you samples of that. This is a client who was diagnosed with a very high viral load, and because of the adherence to treatment and consistently taking responsibilities for what he needs to do, maintain a viral suppression from 2011 all the way to now. And this helps to encourage them to remain in care and show them what it is that is shared with them. This is another example of a CD for values plotted over time for somebody who was diagnosed with eight defining CD4 less than 100, but is able to respond very effectively to treatment and has a very good record to show that he is doing quite well. For the surveillance program, we are able to be ahead of the game in terms of HIV positive persons who moved into Iowa, and in most instances, those that are planning to move out of the state or already moved. For every enrollment in the ADAP program, those forms are shared with the surveillance staff, and we cross-check that in EHAS just to make sure the person was already reported to us, or if the person just newly moved to the state, we are able to do that investigation before actual CD4 survival load values are requested on that person. The case managers used to rely on providers for these diagnosing labs, for which is one of the requirements for enrollment in the program, and that no longer is the case. We took it upon ourselves to obtain diagnosing labs through our investigation, and either case managers or Ryan White staff would come to surveillance for this information, and that helps to save additional time in their work. So what has all this left us with? We have seen how beneficial this has been to the Ryan White program, and in the reverse, how we are benefiting from knowing people's moving in and out of state based on those sharing of information with them. So we are valuing good reporting and good data, and also strong collaboration between HIV surveillance and the Ryan White programs. And with that, I would like to thank the following people for their immense contribution to this slide. And if anyone have any questions.
Could you please comment on the legal aspects of sharing individual level data between different programs, memoranda of understanding you need to establish, or points of law that have to be resolved before you can ship the data back and forth?
Yep. So back in 2013, we've changed our law to allow sharing of data to care, which includes case management. We also have a data sharing agreement between surveillance staff and the Ryan White program. The surveillance staff conduct training for all case managers on data security and confidentiality, and they have to sign off on their confidentiality agreement. The ADAP and case management forms have been revised to obtain consent on clients to allow surveillance data to be imported into the carrier database. And finally, we only import data into carrier on clients that already exist in that database. So we have a bigger number of HIV positives in EHAS, but only cases that already exist in carrier have their lab data imported.
Thank you, Language Ohio. I was wondering if either the surveillance program or the Ryan White program have considered any type of direct file import from your EOR, if that comes from a different platform. Like in Ohio, all infectious disease comes in on a certain platform and it gets parsed, for example, to EHARs for us. So I was that ever explored as a possibility so that you didn't have to extract it out of EHARs, that where it first comes in to the agency, so to speak, it could be then directly imported into CareWare?
I'm not sure exactly how that works with our carrier, because I don't have that much knowledge about carrier. But I will assume that is not the case. That's why they are relying more on surveillance data for all those activities.
With our Ryan White, it looks like there's a relationship directly with the labs via their reporting piece. The labs would report directly to Ryan White, so they tend to have more info on the cases than we have. So I was going to ask, how is it that you guys are able to garner all the reported information more so in your surveillance and then reporting to Ryan White, as opposed to what we have in the reverse, where we're like, hey, we need to acquire some of their information to complete our surveillance.
Is it that? Yeah. So in Iowa, the law is labs report directly to surveillance, and Ryan White used to rely on providers to obtain lab data for them. So labs do not report directly to the Ryan White program.
Thank you.
No, thank you for that. Danny Wegline, currently with the Commonwealth of Virginia, the Illinois City of New York. And we crossed this bridge up there about 5 or 6 years ago and considered this issue. Should we import data from HIRES or is there some value in having case managers kind of go after the information because it's the way of ensuring that they're actually working on their relationship with the providers despite the obvious hassles in their feature, as you can imagine, the scale is even much greater. And we solved the problem, or our attempted solution was by ensuring that the case managers had read-only privileges on electronic health systems so that way they didn't have to pester anybody, but yet they had to ensure that the patients were getting care. Now I'll get to the question. The hope would be that when you take away some of the hassle factor, you free up time for information. And I guess the gold standard, what we're all aiming for, is effective care and treatment. And that means adherence to medication. So does the free up time result in better adherence and better health outcomes? Have you been able to get any of that?
I mean, those are the subsequent studies that we are planning on embarking on. But anecdotally, from those charts that we are showing and the testimonials we are getting from our case managers, I think the picture looks pretty good in terms of helping to ensure that people remain in care and remain viable shelters.